This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it.
The 28th of October to the 3rd of November marks World Stroke Week. And as South Africans, we are encouraged to commemorate the World Stroke Week by raising awareness about the symptoms of stroke and the importance of taking treatments for recovery. And according to the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa, strokes are increasingly becoming a public health challenge because they cause death and disability globally, claiming nearly 70 lives daily in South Africa. And stroke can affect people in many different ways. When patients are cared for, when patients are supported and attend rehabilitation programs, the negative impacts of stroke can be minimized. And knowing the signs of stroke and seeking immediate medical help can also improve the outcome of the stroke condition. Now, for more on this, we are joined by Dr. Shoki Ramaova. She is a Medical Vets University graduate, a former medical intern, doctor at Chris Hani Baragwanath Academic Hospital, and currently a medical officer at Sishihu Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Shoki. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Kato. Thank you for the opportunity. Good morning, Charlotte.
Now, a stroke can negatively affect and impact an individual's lives. And according to the Heart and Federation South Africa, strokes are increasingly becoming a public challenge with thousands of people affected annually. What causes stroke?
Okay, we'll just start with explaining what stroke is. Stroke is basically an interruption to the blood supply to a specific part of the brain, which results in neurological impairment. So the main causes of stroke would be severely high blood pressure. It's been seen that most of the time when people present with stroke, it's been a background of high blood pressure. Other causes would be diabetes, heart disease, such as atrial fibrillation. There's also some underlying genetic causes, such as changes to the blood vessels, such as the muscles of the blood vessels. Other causes would be things like aneurysm, which is like a dilatation in the blood wall, blood vessel wall. And also arteriovenous malformations, which also includes diseases of the blood vessels that supply the brain.
And as much as it is important to seek medical help, to go for checkups and maintain a healthy lifestyle, are there any signs and warning prior to the attack?
So the main signs and symptoms of stroke would be sudden weakness, can either be to the face, the arms, or the legs. Sudden disturbances in vision, it can be both eyes or just one eye. Sudden disturbance in speech, sudden loss of touch, sudden trouble walking, sudden dizziness, loss of balance, to name a few.
And according to disease control and prevention, the type of stroke that affect thousands of people annually, are three of them. May you please tell us about the three main types of strokes that attack majority of people?
So the main type of stroke, the most common one would be what we call ischemic stroke. That means a cut off to the blood supply to the brain due to occlusion in the blood vessel. So that occlusion can either be caused by what we call a thrombus, which is just collection of a blood clot in the wall of that vessel, or it can be caused by an embolus. Embolus means that clot has dislodged from somewhere else, that it can be the neck or the heart, and then causes that occlusion. The other type we call it hemorrhagic stroke. These ones involve rupture of the blood vessels to the brain, which eventually results in disruption of blood oxygen supply to the brain because of the accumulation of the blood. in the brain. The last type was what we call TIA, transient ischemic stroke. We also call them mini attack, mini strokes, or a warning stroke. So the full name is transient ischemic attack, and this involves stroke symptoms that usually resolve within 24 hours, and that's usually because that clot either dislodges or dissolves, and then the symptoms resolve eventually.
And out of the three types of strokes that you've mentioned, transient ischemic attack is said to be either a mini stroke. Are there any early signs and warning that we shouldn't ignore prior to the main attack? And the follow-up question would be, are the symptoms the same, or do they depend on the type of stroke?
So transient ischemic attack, the symptoms are similar to the common stroke. It's just it's a less severe stroke. So the symptoms that you've mentioned before, such as sudden weakness, visual disturbances, speech impairment, but these usually resolve. It's usually a very subtle form of stroke, short-term symptoms that are experienced, and they resolve within 24 hours. But TIA can eventually result in a full-blown stroke.
And prevention is better than a cure. This principle applies in every health aspect of our life. As soon as I start experiencing the symptoms, what are the steps to take? As soon as I start experiencing the dizziness that you've mentioned, as soon as I start experiencing the loss when it comes to my sight and other symptoms, what are the steps to take?
So stroke is actually a medical emergency. Time is brain, because the longer that period of cutoff of blood supply to the brain, the worse the symptoms. So the first thing would be to seek emergency help. If you have a doctor, the closest doctor that's nearby, I would go there. But also, if you can just confirm those symptoms and you're sure they're experiencing a stroke, I'll just advise that someone go straight to the hospital to get help, and then there'll be a further referral if need be to either a stroke unit. But the first thing would be to seek medical help, call an ambulance, go to your nearest GP, your nearest hospital.
And like any other non-communicable diseases, many strokes can be prevented through various healthy lifestyle changes and maintaining my health condition. What are some of the healthy lifestyle habits that I can introduce or implement to make sure that I minimize the chances of being attacked by a stroke?
So the main risk factors of stroke include obesity. So the first thing would be to would advise exercise. We advise healthy eating, rehydration, cut off of salty food, cut off of sugar. The other one of the risks that we mentioned is diabetes, so cutting off on that. The other risk factors include excessive alcohol intake, excessive smoking, so we advise reduction of smoking and alcohol. Those are the main ones that I would advise in terms of prevention. So it's more of lifestyle modification.
And Dr. Shoki, who is more prone to a stroke attack? Does it depend on age, perhaps?
Okay. So a risk factor, age is one of them. It's not clear-cut, but studies show that in terms of your younger age, men are more likely to be affected by stroke than women. We do know that stroke usually occurs at the later stages of life, so from the age of 40. It's also been said that it looks like young women have a protective mechanism against stroke. So I assume that said that from menopause, after menopause, that the chances of women being affected by stroke increases, and that's most likely related to estrogen. So at a younger age, men are more likely to be affected, and then women at a much later age. But generally from the age of 40, that's where stroke is most common. The other risks that we haven't touched on would be stroke can be hereditary. So in terms of if there's like some genetic causes, like I mentioned, malformations to the blood vessels of the brain or malformation to the muscle structure, those predisposing factors can be inherited in the family. The other risk factors of stroke, which we've mentioned, would be like lifestyle-related risks such as heavy smoking, heart diseases that run in the family can result in stroke.
And the National Stroke Association has recommended the FAST, which is the FAST method, to help identify the warning signs of a stroke. Tell us about that.
Okay, so the FAST, that's your FAST, it's just letters that help us to spot symptoms of stroke and therefore act accordingly. So F stands for phase grouping, that means changes in the muscles of the face. So if you ask someone to smile or show their teeth, you can just see that the other side, usually one side, is no muscle symmetry. And then the A stands for arm drift. So that's when you ask someone to lift up the arms in the air, and then if the one arm drifts or drops while the other arm stays, that just shows you that the one side is likely to be affected by stroke more than the other side. And then the F stands for speech impairment. So if you ask someone to say a sentence, you do recognize that there's like slurring of speech, which can be a sign of stroke. And then that T basically stands for time to seek emergency help.
All right. No, well understood. And I've had conversations with my peers a week ago, and one of them mentioned that when a family member get attacked by a stroke, this increases the chances of the next generation to be attacked. Is this a myth or is this a fact?
Okay, so we've touched on a few reasons why stroke can be inherited. So number one cause is say heart disease or stuff like atrial fibrillation, which means abnormal heart rhythm. So heart disease can be inherited. So if that's a risk, then it can eventually result in stroke. The other risk that was mentioned would be genetic disorders of the blood vessels, so abnormal blood vessel formation in the brain, those can be inherited and therefore result in stroke. So the main thing there would be to look at the risks. So whatever risks that my family is exposed to, if I continue in that the same habits, I'm likely to develop a stroke. So in terms of a DCT, that's just they in the family, smoking habits, excessive alcohol habits can result in stroke. So it's just something to look out to. It has been shown that if a certain family member has had stroke, we do see the next generation sometimes developing stroke. So it is possible.
And is it a curable disease? And what are the chances of recovery when an individual is attacked or affected by stroke?
So I'd say it depends. We have seen some patients recovering from stroke, but it depends on those the event. So the type of stroke, the part of the brain that's affected, the amount of damage, the severity of the stroke, the age of that person, as an elderly person, obviously, chances of them recovering faster, it won't be the same, especially if there are other underlying comorbidities involved. Also, the therapy, the amount of treatment, the amount of rehabilitation determines the recovery. So it depends on those factors.
And Dr. Shoki, the access to quality health care is still a challenge in South Africa, and that can negatively pose a challenge to people who are prone to the stroke attack or the stroke disease. Are there any or are there enough health facilities that deal with the overwhelming scourge of patients attacked by stroke? And how affordable are they?
So this is a tricky one. Usually with stroke, there's what we call stroke units. I'm not sure how many of those do we have in South Africa and how available are they in public and private. But what we have now is obviously hospitals in public and in private. We recommend that one goes to tertiary hospitals because that's where we have the facilities to manage a stroke in terms of investigation. Sometimes we need things like CT scans. So tertiary hospitals are preferred. But I was just looking up on stroke units in South Africa, and I couldn't get much. I spotted one in KZN, which is a private Medicare. But it doesn't seem like we have a lot of those. I guess there's still more need for investigation there. But at the moment, the first thing would be to go to a hospital.
All right. Well explained, Dr. Shoki. And as I mentioned earlier on that the 28th of October, which is today, up until the 3rd of November, it marks World Stroke Week. And as a health practitioner or health expert, what do you advise people to learn from this period?
Okay, so most of us have had family members or we know friends or other people that whose family members have been affected by stroke. It's very common. We mentioned the statistics of stroke. In a day, there's just so many people that are affected by stroke, and the comorbidities or the mortality and morbidity, it doesn't look good at all. So I would first thing, advice from what we've spoken about, be able to detect the symptoms, signs and symptoms of stroke. We spoke about trust, so changes in speech, changes in weakness of walking, of the face, of the arms. And once we've picked up those symptoms, seek emergency help. We call an ambulance, rush to the nearest available hospital. But also, prevention of cure, as we've mentioned, let's stay healthy, let's eat healthy, let's exercise, let's take care of the elderly, because those are the people that are more prone to stroke. Let's take care of the children. Children can also be affected by stroke. And we've seen that the chances of a secondary stroke are very high once someone has had a stroke before. So let's prevent secondary occurrence of stroke by avoiding those risk factors and keeping healthy, and let's create more awareness with education and
Dr. Shoki Ramaoba, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your knowledge, and thank you so much for joining us right here on VAW FM 88.1.
Thank you so much.
All right, that was Dr. Shoki Ramaoba joining us on the show to talk to us more about the stroke attack as we commemorate and raise awareness about the symptoms of stroke and the importance of taking treatments for recovery. And if you just tuned in right now, the 28th of October, which is today up until the 3rd of November, marks World Stroke Week. And we are encouraged to commemorate and also raise awareness and educate each other about the stroke condition. For more on this, in case you missed out the interview or you just tuned in right now, we'll make sure that we podcast this interview and you'll get to listen to it anytime.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vets. By Voice of Vets. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream via www.vofm.co.za.